School News Roll Call publication for Placentia-Yorba Linda Unified School District. We have an article by Dr. Craig Pletko, Superintendent. As we head toward the completion of our second semester and soon the energy around spring testing, and while our focus on instructional best practices continues to be in sharp focus, I want to take a moment to comment on the other side of our Common Core, the Common Core values of what is shaping up to be an outstanding generation of young people. I am impressed daily by the altruistic and grateful gestures our students display, both at school sites and in our community. This generation of students, despite the need or craving for an occasional selfie photo with the latest technology, continues to display a generosity and concern for a larger world that is both energizing and refreshing. The generational phrase, "Ah, these kids today," that we can be sure started no later than the Greeks and the Bronze Age, still rings true. Yet, I would challenge those of us who have achieved the life longevity to utter that phrase to sharpen the focus on our lens. These kids today are headed in the right direction. Recently, I spoke with one of our teachers who was all too proud to share that the students in her classroom had manners that reached beyond years of teaching. Her daily routine with students has shown something very special about the Common Core manners that visit her classroom each day. Woohoo for our future! Evidence, you say? Just recently, a community member was very kind in taking a moment to send an email to one of our principals about their experience in just that same everyday life situation involving the all-too-important Common Core values of our kids. The email that follows is just the evidence that our school districts, communities, and families are seeking. Yes, our future is bright. Dear Mr. Principal, early Tuesday evening, I stopped at one of our local community restaurants. Usually, I go there to pick up a sandwich to take home. On this occasion, however, the restaurant was very quiet, so I decided to eat there. I placed my order, got my soda, and sat at a table near the window. I looked out and saw a crowd of at least 30 students from your high school approaching the restaurant. My first thought was to rush to the counter and have them pack my meal to go. When crowds of high school students show up, the places become circuses. They are smart aleck kids with their pants falling down, yelling, laughing, using language that would make a Marine blush and a parent cry in shame. I expected to see that with your high school crowd as well. After all, they are high schoolers. That's the way all kids act today. Or at least that's what I thought. Boy, was I wrong. Your students were quite well-behaved, well-dressed, and respectful. When I went to get a refill of my soda, one of the young men smiled and stepped to one side to allow me access, even though he was there first. I commented to the restaurant manager about how the students were acting. She said they always act that way. I suspect you have your share of behavior issues to deal with as principal of such a large school. If the young people I experienced in the restaurant today are a reflection of how the rest of your student body behave, you and your staff should be proud. Proud of yourselves and proud of the generation of new citizens you are preparing for the future. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. Ah, yes. These kids today. So ends the message.